You don't have a paycheck.
Okay. It appears as though many on the board feel that this board has already acted on this document and that we're just kind of reviewing it because on October 1, 2, and 3 will be actually dealt with by the PMB. Is there any action necessary at this time from this board in addition to what we've already done? Probably not.
So not even
one.
To address Dave's,
I'd like to call it myself.
To address Dave's concern, maybe the directors of this body could present a motion to the Pacifica National Board requesting implementation with a certain timeline, or even referring it to a particular committee, you know, so that one, so that the ball gets rolling. And if that is the will of this body, I think, you know, that can be one way to address that. Because I share the concern. I mean, we vote on it and then what? You know, we're just voting on it to forget about it.
I didn't get to finish my turn.
So I
just wanted to say that I think that if this is the only issue that everybody's kind of worried about, it's not a big issue, because if you read the way it is in number 8, we'll jointly choose a paid multicultural coordinator, in parentheses, who could already be a paid staff member. So it's basically just an additional responsibility to an already paid staff member. It doesn't specifically say that it's going to, that the station is going to incur additional expenses.
Are we assessing comments from the business?
Not quite, but we're on the verge of that. You know, if there's no objection from the board, Raphael, is virtually the author of this, right? Did you have a comment?
Nicole.
There was a committee, Nicole.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
With respect to the question of a national coordinator, that's something that got wrangled about very early on in the process, and one of the reasons I think that is of great importance is that given the depth of divisions in the network right now, what we found was that in every locale, we had a really hard time getting the process of race and diversity committees, you know, up and running. We found that committees got divided over issues that didn't have to do specifically with the policy, and the thing basically floundered. We need someone to take point on this matter and really lead the work to help coordinate diversity trainings, for example, across the network, to help coordinate the national programming that it calls for, those kinds of things. And whether this person is paid or not is not immediately germane. But the point is, we do need someone to head them up and move them out, so to speak. That really has to happen.
Okay.
There's one other point that is important for our directors to know, and that is that in October 2003, the IPNB, Interim Pacific National Board, reaffirmed this measure, but they did so with a provision that an attorney look at some of the matters that have to do with staffing and make sure that the handling of staffing and the diversity requirements around staffing were legal. Okay? And that was the caveat that they passed it with. And so you should bear that in mind, and I would encourage you to support that caveat until such time as an attorney looks at it, which hasn't happened. So
thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to pass in the interest of moving the agenda to the third item. It seems as though, yeah, we have so little time. The race and diversity issue actually has been dealt with by this board in the past, and we've had discussion. We only have 10 minutes. The third item, Marie, you have... There were three particularly important items.
The last one is finance.
Finance.
What are the 10 minutes.
Could a director sum up the issues around this? You only have 10 minutes for the
whole.
Yes, please. In fact, why don't you speak now?
I'm not going to sum up the issues, but what I am going to do is ask a specific question. Now, Dave is on the finance committee, so at the national level, because I'm not, okay? He's on Okay, but I still have a question to ask. Because a lot of this is going on because of WBAI. Okay? And I'm trying to get in my mind just where WBAI is supposed to handle their affairs and where it actually spills over to the national board. And I will ask you this. Are any of the other stations affecting the total budget? Or is it only WBAI?
Okay, now I'm going to have David go ahead, but then we're returning to the stack, which is Leslie and Dave. In fact, let's go to, do you mind, Leslie, if we go Dave first, and because he's been asked a direct question, and then back to you?
Okay.
Okay, Dave.
Do you mind if I take a little more than a minute to describe this? I'll go as fast as I can. The budget
up to the bottom.
Quickly. The thing that's going, well, first, quickly, what, we're going to be presenting with several contingency budgets for the national, and one of them is going to alter the archives funding. And Trina knows about what the are, and we split that so that we said the finance committee shouldn't decide that question. The finance committee should provide the alternative. The archives committee should make a recommendation about what about the substance. That's one point. The other issue is the WBAI thing. No, the short answer to your question is no other local station has, all the other local stations are basically, their budgets are approved and the budget projections seem to be in line with the historic fundraising capacity and what things have cost.
So they're okay.
Everybody else is pretty much compatible. The problem at BAI is that BAI has, over the last year, had to go into a lot of excess fundraising in order to raise their level. They have a certain amount of staff that's on board. And the issue is, one of the issues is that we're being told, well, the local board there, one faction does not believe that they can make their fundraising goals in a reasonable amount of fundraising time. So the other faction says, well, we can make that goal. We'll fundraise in 90 days, 100 days, however long it takes. The problem with all that, all those fundraising days, is if you drive your audience away, you don't feel that immediately, but it's like it gets harder and harder and harder to raise money. So that faction wanted a reduction, and that faction, I mean, politically, believes that there's issues around why they're having to fundraise so much. So the issue.
Excuse me. Should we give 30 more seconds to David?
Yeah. Let me describe the free contingency budget.
Oh, okay, but I just want the topic to be answered. Without objection.
So there's one budget that was proposed that says we can raise this much money and we'll take however much, or we believe we can do it in about the same number of days. And that doesn't require any cuts in staff. They couldn't get that passed. So the LSP has not approved their budget. They wanted the manager to come back to them with a contingency budget showing an income projection that was several hundred thousand dollars lower. Making that budget would have required some cuts in staffing. If that's the budget you approve, you have to do those staffing cuts right away. There's supposedly some implications to cutting that staff, like severance payments, like God knows what else could happen. There's also an existing, quote, recovery plan for WBAI that was passed by the ITMB that involved giving people pink slips and then seeing if they could raise the money. So the finance committee called for the manager. The manager refused to provide this lower budgeted amount. So the finance committee asked the ED to say to that manager, give us that budget that group wanted, the lower projection. Give us your existing budget projection. And give us an intermediate one that shows every single cut to the bone you can without losing any staff. And we'll pick among those three. Now the problem is that, of course, each of these things affect national ultimate central services, and if they start getting into trouble and not being able to raise this money, that starts reverberating throughout the network, because the national, that's why I wanted the policy on unbudgeted interunit transfer, because if national comes to other stations for their 1 month operating reserve saying, oh, we'll make it up later in the year, that starts to echo through the network.
Thank you, David.
Can I just...
Yes, a director. Now, do you have a stack? Leslie and Ed and Julie.
Okay,
Leslie, Ed, and Julie. And we'll be right back to you. Leslie.
Okay.
Well, Julie,
enjoy that information.
Okay, if there's no objection, Julie is a director. Go ahead.
Well, one other issue is the fact of at WBAI for their budget that people constantly point to is the increase in rent in terms of where the station is located. That's definitely caused a huge upset in their budget and how their budget is configured. So I think to slowly address some of the speculation that's going on with the LSD, we also need to look at some of the clear facts that they have a really high rent, and that might be a potential, looking at how we change that rent might be a potential solution. The other thing is that there's a very real sort of race and diversity issue that's happening at BAI that I don't think we cannot address when discussing the budget issues and the factions on the LSD, because that's something that's very real. I get over probably 100 emails about it daily. That unfortunately I can't keep up with, but I think that we need to put those issues on the table as well.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Leslie.
Well, I want to thank you, Julie, because you just raised a couple of the issues I was going to. I'm actually on the staff to speak to the race and nationality issue, and I want to say to that if, in fact, if the directors can get that passed and referred to the governance committee to make sure it gets implemented this time, I personally would be very grateful. Since we've passed it twice and it's never been implemented. And I want to second what Julie said. BAI's budget problems began precisely at the moment the building rent went up astronomically, and they were boycotted by Gary Null, who has claimed, quite frankly, the station is too black.
That's right.
And those two factors caused them to not be able to make their budget. Okay? Gary Null called on his people to boycott the station. I cannot begin to explain Gary Null, that he's a major fundraising programmer at WBAI.
Gary
Null's
not
here. And he has certainly fans out here. His boycott, coupled with the rent increase, precipitated the problems we're seeing now. So what I'd like to ask regarding this is, what has National done to help BAI find a new building to restore their funding, to bring in some new fundraisers of the caliber of Gary Null? Where's National in this?
Okay,
on the stack, 2 seconds.
4 minutes,
yeah,
and we have Ed, Marie, Margaret, and Alan, and then they.
So
30 seconds.
The clock by which Chester goes is 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My watch is 4 minutes. So
Chester's going to look in that clock.
And we are going by my watch.
Okay, well, that's not 12 minutes.
Let's take the first on the stack, and that is
Ed.
Julie also spoke, to my mind. The only thing I would add is that it is clear that there's something wrong with the public projection of WBAI to its audience. The fact that they needed to take a third of the days of the year to raise as much money as what we raise in,
40 days.
Well, far less. Less than half. Shows that, and significantly less than what the ratio, less than what it was before, shows that something has happened. Now, I'm not in a position I don't listen to WBAI, so what can I say? Except that I do know the parameters of the struggle, and so it is a serious, cultural, racial, and so on, it political issue that has to be dealt with at the same time. But I mean, who can offer solutions? But,
Thank you. Next.
Okay.
Marie.
I don't know if anyone knows, what's the ethnic breakdown of the station? Is it black and what are we talking about?
25%.
25.
Pretty much black and white.
Okay, so who is the majority? Is it black or is it white?
The leadership is ethnic and descendant, but the program director and the general manager
I'm not sure. I mean, and a great number of the paid staff are too, but I don't know the statistics.
Very few Latinos.
It's really, Marie, it's really complex.
Okay, but me?
It's complex. It's a mess. It's a total mess.
But is it race? I mean, we're talking about race. Are we talking about black versus white versus Latinos? What are we talking about? So I can, so we can say it's black and
white.
Okay.
Not really.
I don't think so. Yeah, this is kind of an oversimplification
dynamic there, but
it's 9 o'clock now.
Okay, it's 9. Now we have people on the stack, but if we are going to get through the rest of the agenda, we would have to now go to listener comment. If we go to the rest of the stack, we're going to have to call for an extension of time for this agenda item.
And there's no place to.
We only have one motion.
We only have one motion. That's right. We have no motion on the budget or finance. We just have discussion.
You already adjusted the VAR. But is it possible for me to get from Dave or Donna on the
budget? Oh, yes, of course.
I love the discussion.
Yes, you should be in touch with them.
And
right.
Then also what the listeners.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And get well. She has a very serious accident. Unless there's a motion to extend the date on this, extend the time on this agenda, we'll go to 15 minutes. Okay, the chair recognizes Margaret.
Yeah, I understand about time, but I don't know about anyone else. I spent a lot of the summer at WDAI. I think it's very important that people really understand who is at threat there in terms of being laid off and some of the things that are behind this. I could talk with people individually, or we could, you know, spend like 1 minute doing it. I just wanted to raise that.
Or you could have a debate, and I would say that I don't know, but I am on the alliance list, and I'm telling you now, whatever anyone says, there is another point of view, and I think that this is not the right time if you want to have discussion from the audience, from the listeners, and any kind of a vote. I really think that is not a fair presenting something in a minute cannot conceivably be a full dimension.
And okay.
Form of information.
Well, this is going to have to be the last thing. Then we have to move on.
No, does anybody know any kind of mediative processes that have been engaged at WBAI at all?
Yeah. This is such, WBAI is very complex. I'm sympathetic. But a minute would not do it justice. There's absolutely no way.
But it's on the agenda. Isn't that why are we discussing it now? Is this something for the PD meeting?
No, it's not. That is not on the agenda.
Yeah, but the financial part of it is.
Oh, yes. Finance.
Let one of these contingency budgets or do something else.
The whole thing is about finance.
Order in the meeting. Sorry, I'm order.
It's 9 o'clock.
Excuse me. Lacking any kind of motion to extend debate, to extend this agenda item.
For 10 more minutes.
Okay, now may I ask the maker of the motion what you want to take, where does it come out of?
I'd like to take 3 minutes from the town hall meeting discussion, 5 minutes from the nomination and election of the two LSV women, and 3 minutes from the LSV voting on motions.
Could we extend it 5 minutes?
Call it 5.
Okay, is there a second to that motion? It's moved and seconded that we extend. This takes a 2/3 to, I think, alter the agenda. Without seeing any further discussion, we don't need the call to the question. Those in favor extending 5 minutes, raise your cards or hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? Leslie is 12. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstentions? Okay, you got that, Margo. Okay. The motion passes. No. We can take points of information, but we really have to use this 5 minutes in a very, very...
I want to point out that on the agenda for National,
there is no mention of WBAI. That is something that Director Adelson went ahead and, you know, it could very well be true, but went ahead and put into a verbal agenda, you know, because it makes me wonder. I'm always wondering, you know, we're looking like, do we take power away from the station? What's the policy on that? Is this going to be a takeover of, I mean, it just doesn't seem right. And I'm wondering if we're really going to be talking about it.
Okay, let me just remind, and then we'll go ahead with this 5 minutes. The issue is really finances of the foundation, and WBAI is a weak link. There's reasons why it's a weak link. My understanding is that the motion to extend meant that because we were talking about finances and WBAI is really the weak link in the network, people wanted to explore why WBAI is. Now, we're going to hold you to 1 minute. And I think
we're going to be, the LSC did not pass their budget.
Okay,
one moment. With three budgets,
David,
among which we're going to choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, David, the chair recognizes you. Go ahead.
The rent has been high, what it is, for several years now. Gary, the dip in fundraising per day happened before Gary Noel boycotted. So there are some structural problems. Now, I think that Bernard White, on the Gary Noel point, is making a decision which I think takes guts to make because the guy's a fundraising gorilla and he's making it for other reasons. So, you know, I think on that point, you know, I have to say I think that takes a lot of courage for him to do that. But I don't agree with the statement that it's the rent, and I don't agree with the statement that it's Gary Noel. There are other things. The question is, what are we going to do now? Because we're not going to be dealing with any of those things. That station has to work it out. We've allotted funding at the national level for them to have mediation help. The question is, what should we do in terms of authorizing the budget? If we give them the high budget and they don't make it, what starts to happen? If we restrict the low budget, what starts to happen? If that intermediate budget is too high, what do we do?
Thank you. The chair recognizes Margaret Gresham.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in a bit on this because during the summer, many of you know, was on the road traveling and spent quite a lot of time at BAI, you know, doing shows from BAI and talking to people at BAI. I'm not going to pretend that I fully understand the complexity of the situation, but I can tell you what the word is on the ground, at least down in the neighborhood. And also we're talking with some of the people from BAI that Marie's question is not unimportant because there is a racial component on this. A lot of the people who are under threat are people of color. There is a racial division going on. And a lot of times when we look at finances, we think that it's about finances, but there's something else behind it. And I think we have to keep our eyes open to that and not be naive to think that all we're talking about are finances here. I also think we have to look at the situation of New York City as a whole. 50% of black men in New York City are unemployed, okay? I mean, you had S11. There's a whole thing going on in this city that I just can't even explain to you right now that I think also has a tremendous impact with what is happening at BAI. So when you're discussing finances, there's more to it than that. And I also think that those of us in the rest of the network do have some responsibility to everyone in the network, and it can't be looked at. They're poor, they're rich, so they can go fundamentally
right
through themselves.
Good point. Leslie.
I would like to, if it's appropriate this time, make a motion. And that is that our directors approve either of the management budget, either the low budget or the bare bones budget, either the high budget or the bare bones budget, either one proposed by management, and that they instruct the National Office to assist WBAI with securing a less expensive facility and increasing fundraising.
I'd like to call it myself.
Okay.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you for the second half of that. And then picking up on Julie says, it is somewhat
tragically absurd that any Pacifica station is housed where VA has housed given its rent. It is a significant issue. It must be this. I don't know if you know, but I understand it's skyrocketed, and everybody understands why it's skyrocketed because of its location. So it would seem that some kind of exploratory committee of PNB to search for a new location for WBAI is in order.
Point of
procedure.
Yes.
It is now 9:15. We want 15 minutes of public comment before we vote on either of these two motions to instruct our directors what to do.
We have got a half hour from
15 minutes and then 15 minutes later.
That's right.
I suggest we go right now to public comment, vote on it, and then vote on these two motions and move the other items on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm the only one. I'm just going to say one thing before we do that because I was on the stack. There is a conflict between the LSD at WBAI and the general manager. So before this board votes on how we should instruct our directors, I think we need to know why the LSD is, in a sense, passing a budget which it appears the general manager of WBAI is not accepting. It's very complex, and I think we're not giving this issue enough time. Okay, let's go to public comment. The first speaker, and let's now you have the list, and is it for them? It's
1 minute.
1 minute.
And there are two motions.
Yeah, there are two motions which you've heard.
My name is John Winger. My comment is just 2 points. With regard to the programming director, I strongly urge you to postpone and even if possible oppose the creation of a programming director. The fact is you should use distributed decision processes. It should be a bottoms-up network. There's a massive problem with centralization of power in the United States of America, and you're seeing it within Pacifica, and they're taking your power away from you. And to that end, I strongly recommend that you look very severely upon your ED, Dan Coughlin. Dan Coughlin, all throughout the term of the IPNB and throughout this last year, has been proposing hiring more people at the central office. They are taking our money, what used to be 19% of our money, went to National. And what is the value you get from National? You get some people up top to tell you how to do your jobs. That's patently absurd. I agree with the remarks, particularly of Harrison and Leslie, but generally all the people who spoke against this programming director, I agree with all those remarks, and I strongly urge to find another executive director who is not proposing more centralization of power by more national offices.
Thank you very much. The next member of the public?
When the war in Iraq, this last war in Iraq began, we began the national program with Avery Brown. It was extremely expensive. We produced radio in these five stations essentially for free in terms of the personal microphone. A couple of exceptions, we won't go into it. We were the last station to carry that national programming, Peace Watch. And it cost us a fortune. End of problem.
I see my time to the rest of what we need to do. Thank you. Thank you very much. The next listener sponsor.
Is that important? Okay, I don't know. Well, I support Leslie's motion with respect to the finances of WBAI, and I support the connection that exists, in fact, between what Leslie was saying about the finances of BAI, the race question, the Gary Null question, the rent question, and what Margaret was saying, because what's happening here is that people are being targeted for a purge under the guise of financing, and that's wrong, and I would urge the LSD to support Leslie's motion. With respect to the race and nationality policy, I'd like to, since none of our directors are bound to follow what the LSD says, as per the vote of last meeting where this was dealt with, I want to know where people stand on the question of committee, because I've heard rumors floating that some PNB members from this body may not support the diversity requirements on committees as part of this of the race nationality policy. As far as I'm concerned, if that's true, that guts the policy and effectively denudes it of its powers. I'd like some response on that.
Thank you.
The next listener is Bob. Sure.
Is that possible that I can get a call?
We can respond to that, but it would have to be later.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Magda Madrigal. I work with the Coalition for Immigrant Rights and Against the Raid. Formerly, I worked with the Answer Coalition and International Action Center until it split. And if you can't tell by my color, I did not end up in Hollywood. I want to congratulate you for the wonderful work you guys do with the Pacifica Station. We really need it. However, recently I've noticed some things that really bother me. There's all these advertisements for $65 NLG events at Southwestern University, which, by the way, I can't afford to go to. There's also events that take place that Pacifica sponsors where there's two classes. There's the second class that pays the regular $25 fee, and then there's the first class who can pay an extra $25 and have a cocktail hour with a guest before, and that's really a problem. I also would like to vote. People tell me, Magda, don't just get angry. Go in there and do this and do that. I can't afford to vote. The 24th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution got rid of the poll tax because poor people could not vote, and I hate to see that Pacifica has people paying a tax for voting. Recently, we issued a press conference to announce our march that we're having in East Los Angeles on October 16th. Nobody from Pacifica was there. However, Answer Coalition, which is doing a counter demonstration, not a counter demonstration, it's a demonstration starting same place, different time, different location, ended up in the same place. How we're going to manage it, we don't know. When Answer calls, I know Pacifica will be there because I think the people on the west side have the power at KPFK, not the people in East LA, and I would like to see a change to that. By the way, this afternoon, LAPD is going to revoke our permit, which we have had for 8 months. LAPD is going to revoke our permit because the Answer Coalition wants to end up in the same place on that day at City Hall, and there's going to be a problem. I want you guys to remember that. When you hear, a lot of people have, Answer Coalition has a lot of friends in this board, in the radio station. They have the NLG. Juan Jose Gutierrez has his own program. And, of course, some of them people here might be coalition members. I know they're going to be in right there, but I just want you to remember, this is really hard on the Latino community in East LA. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm with the Coalition for Immigrant Rights and Against the Raid, and I have some flyers here, and I also wrote my phone number there because I don't know what's going on that KPFK is not covering us. But we're a big majority.
And please, when you see us privately about voting, because you don't have to have money to vote, you can actually just
volunteer.
Ma'am, I'm a full-time worker, I'm also a student, and I'm also a mother. All I have is my labor, and as you can see, my labor is all tied up with other things. I have volunteered in the past, by the way, but you know, things went bad with Pacifica a couple years ago, and I'm glad you guys got it back. I'm really proud of the work you guys did. Thank you very much. But just also see, when you see a person here, I'm not a white West Side liberal with a law degree already. You know what? I'm a working mother from East LA. I don't have that much time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, where are the fee waivers? Where are the secrets?
My name is Cindy Campbell, and I'm running for the board that I just got approved, and I'm on the website. And I wanted to say I like what I'm hearing here tonight as far as the suggestions that are being made to come up with some alternatives to the national program director. I like Sonali's suggestion and Margaret's suggestion as alternatives that can be done without paying somebody that amount of money, without having an idea of what they're going to be doing. I also support Leslie's suggestion that we help BAI find a new facility. And otherwise, I have been reading the bylaws as I'm sitting here, and there are fee waivers for people who can't afford to vote, and I do appreciate that is allowed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What is your name again?
Yeah. Antonio.
Good afternoon. Oh, good night. I'm sorry. got very thoughtful about everything that is happening here. I got a little information that, you know, it's just out of the overall that is collected, you know, 52% goes to salaries, and 23% goes to administration cost, 10% for production, and 1% for events in the community. And the program that used to be, you know, when Michael Taylor was alive, to train people within the community is non-existent. So
So I think, you know, the fight that you guys did from my perspective, his intelligence, but not his principles, you know, Mark Cooper was totally unprepared for the outcome. And what we see right there is really basically, you know, a satisfaction of souls. Everybody's paying themselves the salary, the investment on the communities is very poor. The self-satisfaction of paying yourself away 50% of the total income is really, really, really a betrayal of everything you guys fought for. You know, and I think when we can get the programs where the community had an input and is prepared to it, you solve a lot of these, you know, I mean, sore results that sometimes, you know, compensate themselves.
Thank you very much.
Governor Biddy, I haven't been following the situation in BAI too much, but I do have one comment about the executive director. recently, a question was put to him: what would be his response if they were to change the executive director? And from what I heard is that his immediate response was that he was too specific. Now, there's a lot of things that he could have said, but this response coming straight off the bat like that immediately puts Dan Coughlin in an adversarial relationship with Pacifica, and in my view, is grounds for dismissal in and of itself. So, when you consider this, I hope you take this into consideration, because there's a lot of other things that he could have said that would have been a lot more productive and much more helpful. So, thank you.
Mayor. Thank you, Leonard. I'll pick on myself.
My name is Lawrence, and I'm also a candidate for the local station board, and hope to unseat one of you. besides the humor, I was introduced to Pacifica through WBAI, and it's really sad that you see WBAI as a weak link. Because WBAI is a station that's rich in community. The fact is that there is a real serious problem. Puerto Ricans in New York at WBAI are locked out of the station. There's only a half an hour show off from 6:30 to 7, and that's called at the Discreta Boricua. And that's a shame when you think of the kind of contributions that the Puerto Rican community and other communities have made in coalescing with the African American, Black, Caribbean, African communities in New York City. So, you know, what I suggest for the directors to do is to really keep in mind. Don't tell me that my minute went up.
No.
That was pretty fast. But that was somebody else's. What I would suggest that, you know, I like to speak in support of Leslie and Julie's comments and Scherner's motion. I like to associate myself with that because I really believe that what you have to look at is you have to look at what's in the best interest of the community at large. The fact is that it just wasn't Gary Noll. You have a boycott from those communities, and because those communities are locked out ever since Amy Goodman got her huge contract and decided to syndicate a show all over the place. Okay? The fact is that Amy Goodman has not done anything for the Puerto Rican communities other than have Juan Gonzalez as a sidekick there, as the Edmund Mann of Pacifica. Okay, so I'm gonna finish up my sentence. The fact is that, you know, the Puerto Rican community and other communities went to bat for Amy Goodman and Democracy Now, and she has locked us out.
Thank you very much. Is there any other
listeners on something that is important?
No,
I think that the premiums to people is the self-assurance of failure.
Yeah. Okay.
Many that are not delivered.
Yeah, we're not aware of that.
The station.
Thank you. Okay. thank you to the listener sponsors. Now we're going to go directly to vote on two issues that we said we would vote on immediately after public comment. I believe one of them had to do with a motion on national program direction. So let's repeat that so everyone knows what they're voting on.
Move that the CNB delay the decision on the National Programming Director until the National Programming Committee has developed policy on national programming.
That was moved and seconded, and I think we had a full discussion. Are we ready to go directly to the vote?
Yes.
Those in favor signify by raising your cards or your hands.
Should we roll call? Now, everybody's got to get busy on the phone. Get us some help.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Marie Geary is voting.
Yes.
I would like to see.
Okay. One, two, I'm sorry.
It's
unanimous. The record will.
Well, let's get it.
Okay. I think the secretary wants to count. One, two.
Okay.
How many are here? One, two, three, four,
19 people here.
Okay. 19.
All those who are going to get on.
Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. Those opposed. No one. Abstention. No one. Okay, it's unanimous. All right. The other issue has to do with the race and nationality. No.
Point of order.
Okay, there's a point of order. One moment, please.
You can rule however you want. I just want to point out there was inadequate discussion of Leslie's motion.
Well, I think the body determines what's adequate discussion and what isn't.
We came up on the time.
Time ended.
Yeah, we ended up with no time. I'm going to have Leslie read the motion.
Point of order.
Okay, there's a point of order.
The respondent, if the motion is tabled, deals with it if you don't think there's enough time.
If that makes it move.
I understand. But I think you need to be recognized on a stack in order to move the table. So I don't know.
Oh,
move that I directly approve either of the management budgets of WBAI and instruct the national office to assist WBAI with securing a less expensive facility and increasing fundraising.
Oh, yikes.
I move the table, and I'd like to motivate.
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that this be tabled.
Not debatable.
It's not debatable. All right. And is it a majority?
We have not had adequate discussion. Why is she including?
All right. The motion is to table. It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor of tabling, signify by raising your cards or your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Abstention?
Three, four.
You know, rule me out of order if you wish, but I have a clarifying question for the directors. Could I ask this question? Okay. My question to the directors is this. We are entering in, correctly, or I don't know, right or wrong, we're entering into a dynamic in which the LSB of WBAI...
That's a remark.
Is it a remark? Yeah, it's a clarifying question. I'm wondering, is it true...
You already made that remark.
That's way out of order.
Is it out of order?
Yes.
Okay,
you can be out of order.
No. I just want to be sure that we know what we're voting on, because I'm unclear as to whether or not this is... We're entering into a... Of the vote.
Out of order.
Out of
order.
Okay. I'm going to recognize David just to.
Contingency budgets because the LSB has not approved one. The motion before us is to approve to permit us to vote in favor of two of those three.
Excellent.
Anything
right.
else?
Let's move to a vote. Those in favor of the motion.
Any
explanation of why it's excluded. We already voted.
Yeah, it failed. The tabling failed. So now we're going to the motion.
Right.
Those in favor of the motion signify by raising your cards or your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7, 8, 9. Is someone else counting? Was it 9?
I got 10.
Okay, raise your cards. And someone else count with me silently. 1, 2, 3.
Can we have a roll call on this?
4. Okay, 5, 6.
I'm calling for a roll call.
7.
I'm for a roll call.
8, 9. Opposed?
Yeah. Opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Donna.
Abstentions?
Ted.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay,
the
motion
passes. Israel.
The motion passes?
Yeah. Yeah, it does pass. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Do they know what the will of the board is? The board is here.
Wait, excuse me, people. There's a question from a member, then we have to move on to the next agenda item. The chair recognizes Sherna.
I want to know for the three remaining directors if they know what to do. The board is split.
I don't. Wait, it passed.
It passed.
Well,
yeah. Okay, so.
And we don't represent the majority. We were not elected by a single majority. We represent different points of view on the board. I think that's what you're getting at. And we've had that discussion before. But the whole point of proportional representation was to represent disparate views.
I just want to make clear that the board was not on the point for the board was unanimous. I think you've got
their marching orders.
Yeah.
But on this one, I think it's a little bit fuzzier what you all need
and
to
do. And plus, I know that
it's like the majority.
We'll only recognize directors now to see if they can respond.
The motion on the agenda, even no matter what.
Okay.
I would like to be recognized. I'd like to be recognized because I think that motion has a couple of things in there. I can agree with the WBAI trying to find a new place. I just can't agree with the other things. Because I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay, so
okay.
Move the agenda.
We'll move the agenda without any motion to extend. Let's move right ahead. We're at what is on your agenda. It says number four, town hall meetings. This is creating ad hoc committee and discussion of town hall meetings. We have very little time for this, so I think the objective is to get a town hall meeting ad hoc committee formulated. No, we've left that agenda item, so we're going to have to move ahead. We're on now town hall meeting.
Let the coalition come.
You told him later you would get his.
Yeah,
it's your question.
Yeah,
he didn't say it
would be in the meeting.
I move that we answer this 3 PMB members' response to Raphael's question in 30 seconds.
No, 10 seconds each. 10 seconds each.
We haven't asked
it.
No,
I'm not on the agenda.
I guess that's why I have listener comment if we're not going to respond. And it'll take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not my question. Raphael.
Well, the point with listener comment is that we actually don't respond to all of them, or it would be.
Are we not editorializing
all of them?
This is the answer. I have no problem with it. I support the committee comment.
Okay.
Thank
you. Donna?
What's the question?
The question is whether you support the committee composition as outlined in the
first
policy. Page
3.
I can't comment on that because I don't know.
Okay, and did you respond
to... Yes, he did.
Okay, so let's go to town hall meeting. The chair would recognize any member of the board who can help us get through this agenda item quickly. Israel, and then it's Israel, and then Grace.
Very simply, for the third meeting occasion, I suggest we form, by voluntary means, a task force to recommend to this body a town hall meeting in terms of time, place, and most importantly, subject, topic, format, and therefore we don't need to take time off today, except to have people who will serve on this task force.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
And they're reported back by our next meeting.
And frankly, there are people already working on that. So
I would like to amend that to include any listener members who want to be on that committee.
Yes, and there are listener members on it. But let me ask.
I made the motion. We voted for that, Leslie.
Yeah, that's right. So now the idea here is, okay, I'll tell you what we're doing. Right now, Ed, Lawrence, a listener sponsor, Israel, who else is on this ad hoc committee working on this?
Everyone.
Ed, I'll recognize Ed.
Look, the only thing that happened was I made a motion, and Lawrence and I talked for 2 minutes, and he knows it was a really good place. He thinks that would be available to East LA, next East LA College. Sounds okay to me? I mean, that's as far as anything is going. All we have to do now, number one, you should know that the outreach committee took a vote that will all be on this committee. I thought we agreed that it would be on this.
Okay.
That's just the starter. All we got to do is pick a time for a meeting and do it quickly.
Okay, Chair recognizes Grace.
Okay, I would like to suggest that anyone who wants to be on the ad hoc committee raise their hand, except with this caveat. It has to be understood that there have not been any town hall meetings this year. And I think we're supposed to have two before the end of the year. Before the end of January. Okay, before the end of January. And I think that anybody who's going to be on the committee needs to understand that it's their job to get two town hall meetings accomplished before the end of January.
Okay, and just to expedite this, now, Grace, Israel, Lawrence, Ed, and others, we'll probably be out of the building, out on the sidewalk. Would listener sponsors at the end of this meeting who would like to work on these town hall meetings, would you see Grace or Israel, and could you people set a meeting of this ad hoc committee and move forward? Okay, then let the chair will entertain a proposal for that meeting, if that's what the body wishes. Is there a proposal for this ad hoc committee?
I'll have it next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday night at the Peace Center.
What time?
7
p.m.
Move the agenda.
Then you would send out an email.
And the date of that next Tuesday night.
October 5th.
Okay.
I'd like to announce on the air.
I'm sorry, Lawrence.
I'd like this committee to be announced on the air. I mean, the fact is, this is to get the community involved in a town hall style meeting, and it should be announced on the air where people will have the opportunity to come.
That's right. So let me just ask finally, which member of the committee is going to take responsibility to have that done at the station?
Can we move the agenda?
Well, Marie, I know you want to get out of here, but
I know,
but I'm very uncomfortable again of leaving this open ended.
That's not open ended.
No, okay.
Spread the word.
Okay.
The agenda, we have 5 minutes until listener comments, folks.
That's right. Well, okay, in a way. Okay, I'm just going to leave this agenda out here. People believe it will happen, and I think it will also.
I'll be there. I mean,
okay. I'm going to ask the body to kind of come back to order, and we'll try to kind of bring ourselves back to order. And again,
I'm going to try to get an announcement.
Okay. All right. Apparently, the body feels the town hall meeting agenda has been taken care of. Let's go to nomination and election of two LSD women to the IPC.
Can I explain where we are on this?
Okay, the chair recognizes Sherman as well.
Sherman,
Let me just explain where we are on this. A lot of people have seen a lot of the emails, and some people may have a sense of it. We had the motion unanimously at the last meeting to seat two women members of the LSB in order to achieve gender balance. If indeed no one has been able to reach Earl Grant, if Earl Grant can be reached, then and two women are voted, that will upset the gender balance once again. So instead of an adjustment, one adjustment being made in the listener pool, which is that Margot replaces Lerner Good, then a second adjustment will have to be made. If Earl decides that indeed he's not going to be part of it, then the two women from the LSB and one adjustment in the listener pool will meet the gender diversity. Even I've been back and forth on the phone today. This is what we finally came up with. Let me just say one other thing in terms of those people. I personally very strongly believe that neither of those two women should be staff members or a member of a collective. That's me. Because there were elections for those slots, and it's two bites. That the intention was that there be more listeners than staff on that body. That was always the intention. So that's sort of the setting. And I now nominate Marie Deary and Great Bear.
Okay. Are there two members of the LSB have been nominated? Are there any further nominations?
Alan. Well, Marie Arvudian wanted to. I know that she got sick.
She's staff.
Oh, she's staff? Okay, good. Then everyone, thanks.
Yeah,
he's got to go to the nomination. You can still. I'll nominate Maria Moody and just.
No, no, she's not.
So don't vote for her.
Okay. Fernando and then Ed.
I nominate Marie and Leslie.
Marie's already been nominated.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Ed.
I nominate nine.
Thanks. Okay, are there any other nominations?
Do we have in writing from Earl, for example, that he no longer wishes to be in resigning?
No.
I don't think someone ought to be removed.
No. Did you listen to what I said?
Yeah. She has actually explained that he is not being replaced at this time.
Unless he so desires.
I'm sorry, Sherman, go ahead.
Unless he so desires. If he so desires, then the gender balance is taken care of by the two women from the LSB and the adjustment of one listener. See, if he does decide to remain, then the second listener seat has to be adjusted in order to get the gender balance.
Serna, you said that you were declining because you were on the program.
I'm a member of a collective.
And is there not a problem with your being on the programming committee?
No, I'm not on the programming. The issue is that the collectives had an election, and the collective of which I'm a member was not elected. I don't think it's right for me to then go on this body as a member of a collective.
Oh, I felt that it was a conflict of interest for us to serve on both the programming committee and the...
Well, you're not discussing...
No.
All right. Now, let's move ahead.
No, the point Harrison made is in relationship to Niall, not in relationship to you.
Not a conflict.
Okay,
I'm going to
point of order.
Okay, one moment. Just before we go to that, Harrison, would you raise? Do you have an issue that you're raising?
Yeah, I thought that Turner had raised it. I'm sorry, but it seems to me that when you have one body reviewing the decisions of another body, and I don't think that the program committee should exactly say, you know, we don't like this policy, but they will be saying perhaps that this policy was not adopted in the proper procedures, and it seems to me that the same people should not be serving on both of those committees.
Sure.
And although I'm sure that Niall will be a wonderful person on the IPC, that, if you know, we really shouldn't have her serving on both bodies.
Mm-hmm.